In October 2008, a list was compiled called the 10 Extremely Lucky Suicide Survivors. Number 8 on that list is a Pinellas County man named Hans Jones, who survived a leap off the Sunshine Skyway Bridge in May 2001. Producer Rich Halton found that story compelling enough to produce a documentary called Splash. This is Florida Matters.
Support for Florida Matters comes from St. Joseph's Hospital, where compassionate care and medical expertise have been provided to the Tampa community for over 75 years. A regional leader in medical excellence, improving the health of our community. Information at 813-443-2028.
From the Donna Studio, WSF Public Media, I'm Carson Cooper. Rich Halton is an independent radio producer, formerly of Lakeland. He joins me now from Marietta, Georgia. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
So we're going to hear the entire 20-minute documentary in just a moment, but I just want to play this brief excerpt from Splash.
When somebody jump off that damn bridge, they have no clue, man. You go up there with this kind of romantic notion. Or if you jump off that bridge, plan on it. Plan on feeling your bones break.
The truth is, it's not tall enough to kill you on impact. And you will wake up in hell.
That is Hans Jones, the 2001 jumper, the subject of the documentary Splash. And we're going to hear more about the hows and whys in a moment. But I'm curious, Rich, how do you call somebody up and say, hey, I understand you jumped off the Skyway. Mind if I turn you into a documentary? I mean, how in the world did you get this guy to tell his story?
I was lucky as hell, I think, because the part that fascinated me, I know there's been a lot of coverage over the years of the people who've jumped off the bridge and died, but what began to fascinate me was people who jumped off the bridge and survived, somehow survived. There's only a handful of those people, and I tried to track many of them down and was only successful in the case of Hans Jones, who was willing to talk about it. He didn't want it sensationalized. He didn't want somebody who was going to, you know, capitalize on it and make some money on the deal. But he did want to, I guess, in a way, unburden his soul. So once he agreed to talk about it, he just opened up and, you know, told the whole story with no holds barred.
And he shared that experience with you in Splash, which is about 20 minutes long. Let's listen to it now, uninterrupted, and then you'll join us again after it. Splash, produced by Rich Halton on Florida Matters. That's Hans Jones, who attempted suicide from the Sunshine Skyway Bridge in 2001 and lived to tell about it in the documentary Splash. The producer of that documentary is Rich Halton, and he joins me again next. This is Florida Matters. In 2001, a despondent man from Pinellas County attempted to end his life by jumping off the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. We just heard a documentary telling the story of Hans Jones, one of the few who survived that attempt and who lived to tell about it. You can hear that documentary again, Splash, on our website at WUSF.org/Florida Matters. Producer Rich Halton joins me once again. Rich, it is a compelling story, no doubt. But I'm curious, was there any resistance to it? Who did not like this documentary when you did it?
So far, nobody I played it for doesn't like it. You know, some people, I guess, have a strong reaction that it gets a little bit grisly in parts. You know, when the fire rescue guys talk about what it does to one's body when you jump, and that's whether you live or die, whether you drowned or whether you die because all of the injuries to your body, even if you can float for a while, or if you survive, as Hans Jones points out, you know, you're going to be in hell because it is going to hurt like you just can't imagine, you know, for the amount of time that you do live, whether that's 90 seconds or for the rest of your life in case you survived and get fished out by the fire rescue people.
The media are certainly reticent to report on bridge jumpers. Many organizations, in fact, have a policy on reporting jumpers. They just will not do it out of fear that they'll glamorize it and perhaps make it more appealing to someone who's suicidal. Were you concerned that this documentary might in some way do that?
No, not in the least, because what really made the story for me was I told you that the fascinating part was the people who survived. You know, that handful of people who somehow, you know, overcame that long jump going 75 miles an hour by the time he hit the water. And somehow, with broken bodies and bones and everything else, survive all of that. But what it became more and more as I talked to Hans and got it on tape was an inspiring story of redemption and people who want to end it all. I think almost everybody has, even if just a fleeting thought of, I can't take it anymore. What would it be like to just, you know, leave this world in one, you know, one way, shape, or fashion? I think Hans, at least for me and a lot of other people, I believe, you know, kind of is an inspiring story of, you know, forget about that, you know, lighten up, you know, enjoy life, live for today, and don't think like that. You know, it just becomes an inspiring story, as you've heard, you know, somebody who is suicidal, he jumps, he survives, and Hans believes he's a better person for it, you know, for all the things it did to his body. And by the way, the surprising part is he's fully recovered. I mean, he had a broken neck and he had some other organs that were really screwed up. I mean, he was in really bad shape for a while. But today, I mean, you wouldn't know it by talking to him or looking at him or seeing him walk. But he survived and he believes he's a better person for it. And you can change those things in your mind, you know? You just change your way of thinking rather than, you know, try to take some crazy way out of life like that.
You went into this with one reason to do this documentary. And when you finished it, though, were you surprised at the result? Did you come to a different conclusion than you expected?
Yeah, I did. Like I was saying, I was fascinated by the jumpers who survived. I mean, that just seems so incredible. Somebody could survive that kind of a jump, because as one of the fire rescue guys points out, it's akin to jumping off a building onto a concrete parking lot. I mean, how many people are going to survive that? Jumping about five stories onto a concrete parking lot. It wasn't the grisly thing so much as just the fascination. Well, maybe there was a little bit of a morbid fascination to it. You know, how could this happen? But by the time I finished and talked to Hans, it became this story of triumph, of survival, of redemption. And, you know, his life really kind of came back together in so many ways after that. Basically, I think there's an inspiration there, I think, for people. You know, he talks about not just in terms of suicide, but people who, you know, you think you're having a rotten day, you know, hey, believe me, it ain't so bad. Basically, just change your way of thinking, you know, whether you get to that suicidal stage or not. Life is wonderful and it's meant to be lived, and get those negative thoughts out of your head. So in a way, Hans is doing in his own very basic way, you know, in this piece, a bit of psychological counseling himself.
Rich Alton, the producer of Splash, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
If you missed it, the 20-minute documentary is on our website, along with links to other important sources related to mental health. Stop by wsf.org/Florida Matters. We'd love to hear your feedback, too. Like us on Facebook and join the conversation, or write us at letters@wsf.org. Florida Matters is produced by Scott Finn and is a production of WSF Public Media. I'm Carson Cooper. Thanks for listening.